Namaste, and welcome to the Sun and Moon Salutations. The Sun and Moon Salutations are sequences of poses that are linked together with the breath. The Sun Salutations are often considered the core of the Hatha Yoga practice and are used in all of the different traditions and different schools of yoga. The Sun Salutations are warming, energizing, tonifying, and strengthening to the body, while the Moon Salutations complement the Sun Salutations by being cooling, nurturing, and grounding. The different variations of the Sun and Moon Salutations have a natural progression of intensity. In this program, we're going to start with the sun breaths and the half sun salutations to synchronize movement with breath and to begin to warm up the body in preparation for the more challenging movements of the sun salutations. I'll be starting with the classic sun salutation that appears in most traditions. And this variation is an excellent place for beginning students to start. And if you are a beginning student, you may want to practice this variation for a few weeks before you progress into the Ashtanga variations of A and B sun salutation sequences. The A and B series are more warming, more energizing, and require a bit more strength and endurance than the classic sun salutations. Once we've built up to the Series B sun salutation, we'll then progress into the moon salutation. We'll use the moon salutation to cool and calm the body after the active and energizing Series B sun salutation. And we'll end with a brief Shavasana relaxation pose. And finally, do a brief meditation at the end to provide a transition from our yoga practice back into our daily lives. Beginning level students should only practice the sun salutations for 2 to 3 repetitions. You can use the sun and moon salutation sequences as a complete yoga practice, or you may wish to add additional yoga poses in between the sequences or at the end of the sequences. The sun and moon salutations both help to build strength in the body as well as provide flexibility. These sequences have a very strong regulating and balancing effect on the whole body, including a strong effect on the endocrine, circulatory, respiratory, and digestive systems. The overall benefit of the sun and moon salutations is to balance the whole body, and this strong balancing effect helps to heal, rejuvenate, and nourish the body, as well as the mind and the spirit. The sun and moon salutations are a challenging series of poses and are contraindicated in several conditions. Primarily contraindicated in any recent or chronic injury to the back, the knees, the hips, or the shoulders, as well as contraindicated with unmedicated high blood pressure. If you have any injury, ailment, or disease, it's highly recommended that you consult your medical profession before doing any type of yoga, especially this series of salutations. If you do have challenges in your body, please follow the variations and modifications that I'll give during the first round of each salutation, and use these variations through your whole practice. The most important element of alignment in the salutations is of the position of the knee. The knee needs to be always directed over the ankle and pointing in the same direction as the toes. You want to be careful not to twist or torque the knee in any of the positions. All of the salutations will begin in Tadasana Mountain Pose. When transitioning between Mountain and Forward Fold Pose, it's important to keep the legs strong and engaged, and engage the abdominal muscles, the core muscles of the body. This will help protect the low back from this movement. If you're engaging these muscles and you are experiencing a strain in the low back, this movement is not for you, and you will need to either modify the movement or do not do the movement at all. The poses of the sun and moon salutations are all linked together with the breath. Remember to breathe slowly, softly, and smoothly in and out through the nose. And you want to breathe deep down into the belly, into the core of the body. You want to use your breath as a guide through this practice, synchronizing breath with movement, letting the movement follow the breath, and not let the breath follow the movement. If you find yourself holding the breath, this is an indication that you are either doing something incorrectly or you've taken one of the poses too far past your ability, past your level of safety. Never practice any yoga pose that you can't breathe deeply in. Throughout the practice, release any thoughts, any mental distractions. Allow your mind to be focused and absorbed on the sensations of the breath and on the movements and sensations of the body. The sun and moon salutations have a natural rhythm and flow to them, and it's important to allow yourself to connect with that sense of flow and rhythm, allowing yourself to go deep into the practice, to go deep inside your body.